It's Energy FM Sports, still talking football with John Gotland, and also joined in the studio by Lee Bass of Castletown League. Good evening.
Evening.
Right, so let's start at the beginning then. How has the season been for Castletown?
Long, hard season. Struggled.
Well, you played St George's last night, didn't you?
Yeah.
9-0, and after 60 minutes late, it was a pretty, 3-0 down wasn't bad, because you're the only team that had to take points at them at the beginning. But the last 20 minutes, you started to fade and give the boys a little bit of space, and they scored 6 goals.
That's the usual story. This, most games this season, we've got to last 60-70 minutes into the game, and then I think with a young team and not being fit enough with a poor pre-season, we've struggled.
Well, at the beginning, you drew 1-1. There's only two teams took points off St George's. That's when Tia was involved, wasn't it? What happened to Tia?
I think he just got fed up with the players. They just weren't respecting him, and you could see training numbers were down, 8 people turn up, and the 8 who did turn up, if they made a mistake, they were punished for it, so obviously numbers went down again. And it's a hard one, really, I think, because he's in a situation where he wanted to win and he couldn't really, didn't have the players to drop to make people come and work harder.
He's a hard man, isn't he?
No, I think he's fair.
I think he's hard and fair. I'm just going back a few years, JP, right, when I played against him. I used to jump Alan McCulloch, and then I used to skip around Ronnie McCulloch, but I could never get past here. And then this one game, I had enough of him. So I ran the length of the pitch and put a right hook right on his chin and broke my knuckles. He never moved. He's like a tree stump. He never moved. He just looked at me. I got sent off. I swear to you, I hit him with the right hand, and the man never moved. So, T, if you're listening, it's another pint coming your way, so don't worry about that. But I like T.
So a bit of team spirit down at Castletown then needs rebuilding.
Yeah, the plan for next year is to try and make it more of a community club. Mm-hmm. We've got loads of events coming up, which we're hoping to get all the players involved in, and try and get it as one big team. So all the way from the juniors right away through to the seniors. So it's like a progression, hopefully, and they'll see that there's a way into the first team.
And how's it been attracting players down at Castletown, getting newbies in?
Well, last year, I was the only person that moved into Castletown, I think. Next season, I've spoke to 4 or 5 players, and they aren't island players, but I think they'll be good enough just to improve the squad and make everyone have to come and train and work hard for us.
I mean, looking ahead to next year, you're hoping to get a couple more players in there. The likes of St John's coming up from Division 2, the Premier League might be even harder next year.
We'll beat St John's.
Oof, bold statement. Man City of Division 2, isn't it?
No, I know we played them in the Cup and we got beat 5-0. But I think bad planning by our committee, they decided to have our function the night before, and they knew the game was coming up for 2 weeks, and I think they could have changed it, and they never did. I turned up to the dinner at 7:30, people were having shots already, so that's why we lasted 15 minutes against them before we went downhill.
But last night's team, the average age must have been about 23, 24. You had all young lads.
That's the oldest player at 27.
The old git.
Now we've got a lot of young players. We had two of the under-18 players drop out, which was a big blow for us. The goalkeeper's obviously lacking a bit of confidence. That's his first game for the seniors. But there's potential there. If we keep them all together and get them training with Ben Qualtro, then there's no reason why we can't do better next year.
So you're here on your own net tonight, Lee, with myself and John, but you weren't supposed to be, were you?
No, I was actually encouraged to come down here by Brett. I can't pronounce his name. What's his surname?
Four Coats.
Brett Four Coats.
All Coat.
He got me to come down here and then bottled it himself. But I've said I'll give him a big shout out, because he is Castletown's Donkey of the Year. he won the award for the most points for messing up.
And is it a bit of a league system you've got down there, is it?
Yeah, we started to just get a bit of banter going in the change rooms. We send out rules to the players. So before the game, we'd be clean boots, boot inspection. We'd be 5 points if you aren't clean, or 10 points. If you're late, be more points added on. If you don't bring a pound coin for first scorer, that'd be more points added on. And Brett, being the man he is, he said he was never going to clean his boots. And as he slowly crept towards the top of the table, in the last game on the list, it was against Corinthians, and he's in the shower scrubbing his boots, desperately trying to get them clean so he didn't get the 10 points.
And what about his hair? That needs brushing as well, doesn't it?
His hair? That needs a haircut, that. I think we'll bring him back to one of the games for him.
Underneath there's a pair of donkey ears, isn't there?
Yeah.
And 4 hooves.
So it does sound like there's a good bit of banter down there for people wanting to join. It sounds like a good fun club to get involved in.
Yeah, that's that's half the battle, I think. I think Manx football, the majority of it's down to fitness. And then if you get a bit of organisation and you're fit and you've got team spirit where people are willing to fight for each other, then you know you could do a lot.
So let's just go back to the league season that's just gone. The team that took 2 points off St George's, and only the two teams have done that all year. How do you find yourself fourth from bottom? Did you catch them on an off day, or did, you know, like you say, just form just slipped?
I think people lost interest. I think we had a good pre-season. We had 2 draws against Rushden, I think it was. We got beat on penalties in one of the pre-season cups. Mm. And I think a lot of people thought we were better than what we actually were. We went to Ayr, got beat 3-2 first game of the season, which was a big, big shock. And like, there was an own goal scored. There's a 70-yard free kick, which missed everyone gone in. So it was a scruffy game. But then Peel again, 1-0 up, got to 70 minutes, they equalised, and then last minute Johnny Myers scored a header after Gale got sent off, which he did apologise for. He took responsibility for that. And then we got to St George's, which is where we got the point. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, that was, it's obviously set their season up because it was a wake-up call for them, but I think a lot of our players got complacent again after the point. And then after that, I got injured in the fourth game, then got married and went to Thailand, so I've missed, quite a lot of the season.
I was going to say, you can tell he's still married, can't you?
So a point against St George's, then Headsman down with a couple of cup runs and a couple of unfortunate results in the cups.
Well, we thought we had a chance of doing well in the cup, and then obviously Tony Meppham messed up the draw and didn't put us in the first one. And then on the second draw, we came out and we got drew against St Mary's away, which I think we've always struggled against St Mary's. And then we were told, you know, try get through the game and don't concede the late goals. So we did the complete opposite, conceded 6 in the first half. And then second half, sorted out and ended up with 1-1 draw second half. Yeah. It was too late by then.
But you've had an up and down season. I mean, I think with Tabs leaving, then he's come back to be your FA rep, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's our FA rep, so hopefully we'll get a better fixture list next year with Tabs down there banging a few heads together.
And what's Butters like?
He's been fine. But he's came in, he's taken over, he got left with the dreg, so to say. And with Ben Qualtra helping him, I think they've made a really good team then too, and next season hopefully they'll carry on.
Well, we had Ronald's way in last week, JP, and they were saying they didn't have a junior side, so they were the only team down south that haven't got one. You've got one, Castletown, you've got one, Rushden, and who else is down there? There was Malou.
Colby as well.
They've all got junior sides, but apart from yourself, apart from Ronald's way. So the future, after looking after last night's all them young lads playing, the future's bright. There's no old guys there now, is there?
Apart from myself.
Well, 27's not old, I can tell you.
It feels old. It's going to be good. I think the idea is we're going to send the first team players to watch the under-9s, under-13s, and get more involved so they can see people are watching, and then put on more events, not just for the kids, but for the adults and the parents to come across. So they see it's more of a community club, hopefully, and that's the way we're looking at going for next year.
Are you glad you stayed up? Because some sides like the Royals were destined for going down and maybe rebuilding and coming back up. But you've got the basis there anyway. So you can see yourself mid-table or maybe pushing the top four.
It all depends on the players. I've now got myself on the committee and we've turned around and said, if they don't train or don't pay the subs before the start of the season, then they just won't play. That was meant to happen this year. It didn't happen. And we've got the backing from the committee. So if it means we have to go down next year, by end of the season, we'll know the players we've got will be a core group of players who are willing to get on board with the idea of the club.
That's what Kian Morris does at St George. As soon as he gets the first 11, they're playing. Doesn't matter who they are, he gets the first 11 wages over the counter and they're guaranteed a place the first game of the season, unless everybody else starts paying and they do.
Well, it needs to happen because we're in a situation where a couple of weeks ago we're owed £1,000 and subs, so we're having to chase the players for the money. Yeah. It sort of ruins the atmosphere because it shows like they aren't really committed, and my opinion is it's a club, so you go work for the club, you should be privileged to play for the club, and you turn up. It's not just turn up, train, play, and that's all you do. It should be turn up and do that extra bit and bring the club together.
Well, some committees work dead hard, don't they? I mean £90 a game for St Mary's and Paul Rose, they've got to find all that money, and then they've got to find £42 for the referees as well. So there's a lot of money before you kick a ball, isn't it?
Yeah, and a lot of the players don't see it. I mean, I didn't used to, and since getting on the committee, I see where the bills are going, and they're telling us about the pitch needs seeding and sanding and electricity bill when the season's over. There's still bills coming in, and it all still needs paying. So
so let's have a look at this weekend then, John. And there's a Junior Cup final, the Ascot Junior Cup final, and also the Hospital Cup semi-finals to look at.
Yeah, the Ascot Junior Cup final, we had Dave Mackey in, and he's been putting money in, so well done, Dave. But I think there's only going to be one winner. After watching the semi-final, Mr Dixon giving them a seven-minute rout on Manx Tube is absolutely fantastic. They've set him up big style there, so if anybody, get on Manx Tube now. But I think St George would be too strong. Mr Ayres should be in goal. He wasn't for the semi-final. I don't know why he got dropped. I haven't got a clue, but the goalkeeper got sent off, so I think he'll be banned. I think Andy Bass, he'd be banned as well. He got sent off two yellows, and they were down to nine men. So they've got a few players to come in, but I think St George's will just be too strong.
And what about the Hospital Cup fixtures this weekend?
Well, again, it's going to be St George's again. I think I don't like to say it, they'll get a drubbing, because I don't want St John's to get a drubbing and the heads go down after the season they've had. But watching St George's last night, they're super fit. The last 10 minutes of any game, they could score five. I mean, last night against Hughes. He got five goals and he wished he got six, didn't he? Nolte.
They've got the desire. They just, even though they're 6-7 up, it's not enough for them. They want to keep going and scoring goals, which is good.
Yeah, McVeigh was getting the ball running back trying to score. But what McNulty did last night was he went round the goalkeeper and pulled it back for Bassey and he got his hat trick. Little did he know he was going to score the next five and he's missed out on the goal and booed by one. So that's him being unselfish, and that's what it's all about, you know. Me, being a goal scorer, I'd have just put it in the back of the net. I wouldn't have passed to anybody, but fair play to the lads. But it'll be St George's in the final. Now, the other semi-final is Peel v St Mary's. And Peel got beat last night off Laxey 5-3. And I went down to watch Laxey against St George's. And St George's absolutely trounced them 6-2. So Peel are having an indifferent season. Like Castletown, they're up and down. I mean, they had nine men.
They took a point from St George's and they should have won that game.
Yeah, with nine men.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go for a. I know Peel, St Mary's have told me not to back them, so I'm gonna go for a Peel win. What about you?
I'll go for Peel as well. I think they'll bounce back from the Laxey game. They did it last time they got beat and then got the point against St George's, didn't they? So I can see it happening again.
Well, you know, I don't want St Mary's to lose. Don't get me wrong, but Peel and St George's in the final. Well, look what happened in the Railway Cup. So they've got some scores to settle there, that's for sure.
Absolutely, indeed. So that is what is happening this weekend. Lee, thanks for coming in, and we'll speak to you, John, in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay, bye-bye, JP.